Good morning. How are we doing? Are we good? Good. Hey, I've got a word for you this morning. An encouraging word for you women. I thought it would be a great to share something. So Proverbs 31 talks about the wife of noble character. And so I just want to work through that and just read from verse 10 through that. So it starts off, I'll just read verse by verse and just add a few thoughts to it. And that says, a noble character who can find, a wife of noble character who can find, she is worth more than rubies. I wondered, what on earth does that mean? How much are rubies worth in that? So I was doing some reading on rubies, and it says, rubies have been revered since ancient times. The Bible and ancient Sanskrit writings regarded rubies as the most precious of all gemstones. In ancient Sanskrit, ruby is called Ratnaraj. Any of you who know Pastor Boyd Ratnaraj, that meant something to me when I heard that. Ratnaraj. Or king of precious stones. In the Bible, only wisdom and virtuous women are more precious than rubies. So that's quite the thing to say, that you're worth more than rubies, more than the most precious of things. It's a high praise indeed, isn't it? So that's amazing. Great way to start. Verse 11 says, her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. I was thinking about that. That's a most trusted position, isn't it? Imagine that, saying that. He has full confidence and he lacks nothing in value. I don't think it's just talking about money. I think it's talking about a whole lot more than financial. But she's earned this. It's not something that's happened over the last 5 minutes. You know, it's a position that has been built and earned with trust, and he has trust in her because she is trustworthy in that. So as if you're married or you're not married this morning, just remember that these are qualities that everyone can have. She's worked hard and built the highest levels of trust, everything of value. Verse 12, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Again, it's a trust quality, isn't it? She's a source of great blessing to him, not harm. And, and it's a picture of a woman, and you'll see it through other verses coming up. It's a picture of a woman who impacts not only her household and her husband and children, but her entire community, because it goes on, you'll read it very shortly, that she actually looks and impacts people beyond her household who are poor and need assistance in that. And she's a woman of influence who reaches out and makes the lot of those without a whole lot better. So it's not a momentary urge, her trustworthiness. It's not a fleeting desire or a whim. It's her way. She's chosen to be this way. She's wired this way. And she impacts people in this way. That's a great thing, isn't it? To wake up and realize you're a world changer. World changer in your own house. World changer in your flat. World changer in the environment that's around you. Just hardworking. It says that her arms are strong in the scripture. And this isn't just something that happens. Someone's arms get strong through doing physical work, you know. So it's, again, her way, her habit, the way she operates. In verse 18, hang on, I've zipped over. Have I lost a page? Oh, it's double printed. It's caught me out. I was trying to say that doesn't. I've lost something here. So 13, verse 13, it says she selects wool and flax and works these together eagerly with her hands. So that's interesting. Now, using flax. Flax can be, we normally see it in its very raw sense where it's used to make baskets and that, but it can actually be used in quite fine, in quite a fine sense. And later on it talks about the wheel that is spun onto wool and flax. And again, it's got to be very easy to work in that so that she can weave and sew and knit and do everything that needs to be done with it. She's industrious and hardworking again. Verse 14, she's like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. That's interesting. Did you realise you're like a merchant ship? It's a funny kind of description, but it's talking about, you know, that you're a vessel through which food and supplies and encouragement and you know, everything comes. They roll off the decks of the ship. Love, encouragement, a home, an example, a teacher, a companion, a friend, they all come off the ship, don't they? Verse 15, she gets up. While it is still night, she provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. So she impacts not only her house, but others in her environment again. She's a person who's driven. And I don't mean driven in a negative way. She's got drive. She's got motivation. She's got get up and go. She's working to provide for her family, but not just them. As it said, other people. She's realizing that it's not just about us, it's about others that we can impact. I don't know about you, but I know a number of women in this church who are constantly zipping off meals to others, dropping in this to this person and that to that person and books to this person and clothes to that person. And she knows that boy in that family needs shoes of a certain size, so off she goes and she's delivering shoes. This is that kind of woman. She's not just looking in, she's looking out. She considers a field and buys it, so she's business-like in her dealings, and she's shrewd, and she's not in a negative way, but she's just looking, you know, she's prosperous, she's looking to extend things. She buys a field, and out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. So again, she's a smart businesswoman, and she's looking to grow for herself and for others, because when we do well, others do well. She sets out about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her tasks. Just think back to that arms comment. She sees that her trading is profitable and her lamp does not go out at night. So this is a really cool picture. She works to be successful. And her lamp doesn't go out at night, which to me says she's not just getting by, she's got more than enough oil for the lamp. So she's actually doing really well as a result of this. She's determined, she's got vision, confidence, and is going place for the sake of her family and others within her reach. She brings illumination, you know, going back to the light, she brings illumination to her family through that. And to others. Others can see light. And when they look to her, when they look to her family, they see light in their world, which of course is an encouragement to them. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her hands. I didn't know what a distaff was, so I looked it up. And distaff is the thing that in a spinning wheel you wind wool onto. Or it says flax. When I was actually reading about it, it mentioned flax is actually wound onto it as well. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hand to the needy. That's a beautiful quality, isn't it? The quality of looking out to others. She's a world changer an influencer. She's generous. Mother Teresa said, "How can you love God whom you do not see if you do not love the neighbor who you see, whom you touch, with whom you live?" When it snows, this is verse 21, when it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. So from my reading, what it's saying there is that she makes extra layers, so snow is no problem because they all have extra layers on, they're dressed warmly, and scarlet is a very like fine type of linen to be wearing in that. So she's not, again, a picture of not getting by, like not struggling by, but doing really well from her own hands, from thinking ahead, planning, and putting in hard work. She's watchful. Zip over the page. Verse 22, she makes coverings for her bed. So again, it extends not just to the clothes they wear, but the beds they sleep in and that. Again, dressed in purple of fine linen. In verse 23, her husband is respected at the city gate where he takes a seat among the elders. So the thing I realized there is she's an influence of people around her, and in this particular case, it's her husband, but she is looking to influence, she's looking to push, she's looking to encourage, she's the coach, she's the manager, she's the cheerleader, she is just an influencer in the background, pushing people along. Are we like that? I know many women who are. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchant with sashes. Sashes are like undergarments for clothing, which made it much easier for women to live in those days. So again, she's industrious. She's a clever businesswoman. And again, it's a picture of the merchant ship kind of thing in reverse. So she's not only like a merchant ship bringing in goods for her family, she's like a merchant, and like a merchant ship moving goods away, using business in that. So clever lady, clever woman. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at all the days to come. The Amplified Bible says strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She rejoices over the future, the latter day or time to come, knowing that she and her family are in readiness for it. It's a good state to be in, isn't it? She speaks with wisdom, this is verse 26, speaks with wisdom, and faithfulness instructions are on her tongue. So again, she's got care and attention. Her tongue is a rudder. James talks about the rudder of a ship. She has learnt to discipline an aspect of her life, and her tongue is a rudder that guides a ship of not only herself but other people around her in wisdom. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. So she's watchful, she's attentive, she pays attention to detail, she's not lazy. Verse 28 says, her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. So she's held in high opinion by her family. Now, I don't know about you, it's easy to be held in high opinion of others, but our family know who we really are. How many know, you know, they know our habits, they know the fact that we get ticked off at things and we get grumpy at times, you know. But her family hold her in high regard because she's clearly a person of character. and a person worthy to be held in high opinion. Verse 29 says, many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord will be praised. Another quote from Mother Teresa. She says, cling to Christ because he is the only answer. Cling to Christ because he is the only answer. What a great statement. You are light carriers to the Most High. So shine, woman, shine. And the last verse, 31, honor for her, for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring her praise at the city gates. So we bless you too. Thank you for your hard work. Thank you for the fact that you make homes what homes are. There might be the odd male, but I think we're not very good at making homes homes. We miss the delicate feel. It's a woman that makes the home the home. Worth coming home to. So thank you for your skill, for you, who you are, what you do for us. I'm going to pray a blessing over you. Father, I thank you for every woman that is here. Thank you for them. Thank you that you love them. Thank you that we as mankind or man was lacking and needed friends, needed companions. We thank you that you made females, that you made women. The world is such a great place as a result. And we pray, Father, that you bless them today. Bless them in their comings and their goings. Encourage them, inspire them, envision them. Help them to be successful at whatever they turn their hand to. And may you walk with them closely and intimately, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Short word today, you're lucky. Now, I think Gina said that out in the cafe, free coffee and free cake for mum's mother figures and whatnot. So have a great day, whatever you're doing. Have a great week. Don't forget, take God out, share him around. No one's got copyright on them, not that I'm aware of. Have a great week.